Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Kuf Daud Zevachim 104. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara records a dispute between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer. And even though this dispute seems to be something so esoteric, it actually connects to a very deep spiritual truth. So comes along the Gemara and says that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua are arguing about the following verse in the Torah. It states in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 27, V'asisa olosecha, you shall make your burnt offerings, habasar v'hadam al mizbach Hashem elkecha, the blood, the flesh, and the blood should be on the altar of Hashem your God, v'dam zivachecha yishafech, and the blood of your sacrifice you shall pour al mizbach Hashem elkecha, onto the altar of Hashem your God, and then the flesh you shall eat, v'abasar tochel. Comes along Rabbi Yoshua and interprets the verse as follows: Vasisa olasecha habasar vadam, you shall make your burnt offerings from the flesh and the blood. Rabbi Yoshua says, im ein dam ein basar, if there is no blood, then there could be no flesh. Vim ein basar ein dam, and if there's no flesh, there can be no blood. Meaning to say, if the blood was not sprinkled in the proper way on the altar, then the flesh cannot be permitted to go up on the altar. And so too, if the meat is impossible to qualify, so for example, if the meat itself became tameh, or if it left the sanctuary, the courtyard, or if it became lost, or if it became burnt, then lechatchila, initially speaking, it would be prohibited to sprinkle the blood, because we say im ein basar ein dam, if there's no flesh, there's no blood. Meaning to say, the sprinkling of the blood is coming as its essential purpose to allow the flesh of the for a person, and to allow the inner parts to be brought up on the altar. So if either one of them is lost, then you cannot sprinkle the blood on the altar. That is Rabbi Yoshua's teaching, that if the meat became somehow disqualified, then the blood cannot be sprinkled. Rabbi Eliezer argues with that. Rabbi Eliezer says, dam af al pi, that the blood, even though there is no meat, afalpish ein basar, even though the meat is not able to go up on the altar to be eaten because it became tamei or it's supposed to be burnt, nevertheless the blood should be sprinkled on the altar. That is how Rabbi Eliezer argues with Rabbi Yoshua about that basic point. Rabbi Yoshua says, im ein basar ein dam, if there's no flesh, there's no blood. And Rabbi Eliezer says that yesh dam, there is blood, even though there is no flesh. And Rabbi Eliezer cites the verse, because the verse states in that pasuk, v'dam zvachecha yishafech, the blood of your sacrifice you shall pour, and then the meat you can eat. So the verse mentions the sprinkling of the blood before the allowance of the eat. Of the meat. And this therefore must teach us that the sprinkling of the blood is not connected to whether or not the meat can be eaten. So if that's the case, Im Kain says the Gemara, Ma Talmud Lomar Vasisa Olasecha Abasar Vadam. What does the verse mean, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you shall make your sacrifices from the flesh and the blood? According to Rabbi Yoshua, to tell us that if the blood is not good, if the meat is not good, you can't bring the blood. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, what's coming to teach us? So Rabbi Eliezer would say, it's coming to teach us, ma dam bizrika, just like the blood is supposed to be thrown or sprinkled, af basar bizrika, so too the meat is supposed to be thrown onto the altar and not just place there. And the way that Cohen is going to remember this is halamadatosha revach yesh ben kevesh l'mizbech, that there was a space between the ramp and the altar itself to remind the Cohen that he's supposed to throw the meat onto the fire. And that is what Rabbi Eliezer learns out from the verse vasisa olasecha habasar vadam, that the meat should be thrown just like the blood is supposed to be thrown. But we see from Rabbi Yeshua's fundamental teaching where he says that im ein basar ein, if there is no flesh, there is no blood. Comes along Yaga Yaakov, and he cites the Sifrei Musar, the Svarim, the books that teach us deep psychological and religious insights into our lives. And these Sifrei Musar write that it's easier to be able to fulfill a mitzvah where there is no physical benefit to the body than it is to fulfill a mitzvah that has also physical benefit to the body. And the reason is because a person wants to do something good, Rachmana Libabai, and therefore with every mitzvah a person intends to be fulfilling the sake of heaven. So if there's a mitzvah that a person also has physical benefit from, and so therefore it's and still, even though he's getting physical benefit from that, his whole intent or her whole intent in doing the mitzvah is just to serve God, that's a higher level because they're able to go beyond the initial physical benefit that they might be feeling and to remove that and just focus on serving God, as opposed to where there's no physical benefit at all, like for example putting on tefillin. There it's obvious that you're doing everything for God. It's only where there's physical benefit that you remember that I'm still doing it to serve God, that there's even a greater benefit for it. Like, for example, eating a Shabbos meal or eating a Yontif meal, your sole purpose is to benefit God, that's a higher level than having the proper intent right when you're putting on tefillin. And so this is what Rabbi Yeshua is saying, that im ein basar ein dam, meaning to say, if you don't have the flesh, if you're not able to serve God in a situation where the basar is there, where you're serving God, even though you're getting physical benefit, then we're going to say that under those circumstances, you're not really able to come to the highest level, which is the dam, which is symbolized by the eating of the altar. Meaning to say, the highest level is to be able to turn the basar into a place of pure spirituality. That is the teaching Vayaga Yaakov. That's how he understands Rabbi Yeshua's teaching. If there is no flesh, there is no blood.